This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Joining us now, a noted connoisseur of awkward moments, author and columnist Mark Stein. Did you see this exchange today, Mark?
Yes, I did. And first of all, I don't understand why Jim Acosta is allowed to hijack a White House press conference for this kind of showboating. You know, one of the reasons why we need immigrants to come here and do the jobs that Americans won't do is because apparently one of the jobs that Americans won't do is drag Jim Acosta out of there, kick him to the sidewalk and say, if you want to do the Jim Acosta show, there's a rusting boxcar around the back of the freight yards with three semi-comatose hobos who are interested in it, but nobody else here is. The healthy reaction to that. As for the range of cliches he brought up, the French gave the Americans a pretty good Statue of Liberty, and then the Americans hammered a lousy poem by Emma Lazarus onto it and turned a pretty great Statue of Liberty into a statue of immigration. I regret that, but the fact is that Stephen Miller was quite right at this point about, do you only want Englishmen and Australians? There are 60 countries in the world, including mine, that have English as an official language. For example, just a few years ago, after the genocide, Rwanda, a Belgian colony, joined the British Commonwealth. And as part of, even though it's never been a British colony, and as part of that, they stopped teaching French in schools and began teaching English. So you can have Rwandans who are fluent in English. You can have Papua New Guineans who are fluent in English. You can have Tuvaluans who are fluent in English, and Singaporeans who are fluent in English. And the idea that this is just some pasty white man's language is so deranged. Almost a third of the members of the United Nations are proficient in English, more or less.
Jim Acosta thinks English is a race.
Yes.
Which is troubling.
Yes, he does. By the way, Tucker, there's plenty of people in the United Kingdom who speak Welsh and Gaelic. I was driving through the Highlands, Scottish Highlands, with my daughter, and we heard the BBC's Gaelic rap station, in which delinquent Scotsmen are rapping in Gaelic. So I protest on behalf of the non-English speakers of the British Isles of this outrageous racism from this Acosta buffoon.
I can improve on that. I do think, though, on some level, liberals, Jim Acosta, the network he works for, all of Washington, are offended by the idea that America would craft an immigration policy that helps America. Why is that right. So offensive to them?
Yes, basically, until half a century ago, it was thought perfectly normal for countries to decide the immigrants that were of most use to them, which tended to be the immigrants who could assimilate the easiest. And suddenly it's become a point where there's 7 billion people on the planet and you're not allowed to make value judgments about any of them. And in the case of the United States, we have wound up with the most extreme immigration policy of all, where we actually advantage unskilled illegal immigrants who don't even have the couple of $100 for the paperwork. I mean, don't forget, what Jim Acosta is complaining about is that Trump wants to move to a Canadian-style immigration policy. These are the same people who were wetting their knickers over Justin Trudeau on the cover of Rolling Stone saying, oh, why can't we have a dreamboat president like the Canadian Prime Minister? And Trump saying, well, I'll meet you halfway. Let's start with Canadian immigration policy. And suddenly Justin Trudeau is this white supremacist and Trump is trashing America's immigration policy to turn himself into another maple-infused Ku Klux Klan moose hunting ground like Canada. This is ridiculous.
The best thing about this debate, though, is you really do get to learn how much the ruling class hates itself and hates this country. This will continue. Right. Mark, thank you for you just put that all in perspective, as usual.
Thanks a lot, Tucker.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now. Stop,
hey. Hey, we're back with the America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we're going to talk about how the Beltway got it all wrong, and they still continue to deal with the tsunami, or call it the earthquake, of the 2016 election as they still try to process what the heck just happened. I mean, even yesterday, you got Chuck Schumer trying to rewrite history and trying to steady the ship for the Democrats, and you're still scratching your heads going, you're still not getting it. Maybe you need to read the book American Greatness, How Conservatism, Inc. Missed the 2016 Election and What the D.C. Establishment Needs to Learn. One of the co-authors, Seth Leibson, joins us right now. Seth is the former vice president of 2 of the nation's premier think tanks, Empower America and the Claremont Institute, co-host of the Seth and Chris Show. He's written speeches for and collaborated with candidates for national office and several former cabinet officials. Seth, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, it's an honor to be with you. Thanks for having me. I'm doing just fine.
I got to tell you, I just so appreciate what you and Chris have put together with your book and some insight here. I think this should be an eye opener and a must read for anybody on the Beltway, because I think even some tried and true Republicans, especially, I mean, they're part of that D.C. establishment themselves, are still scratching their heads and trying to figure out the Trump phenomenon.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. It's as if the Weather Channel missed Hurricane Katrina, isn't
it? Yeah,
I mean, it was there for a lot of us to see. Mm-hmm. You open your hour there with Buffalo Springfield. What's that sound? I love it. You know, they missed that sound. We saw it in talk radio, didn't we? We saw
Trump
people standing in line for standing room only audiences to hear Donald Trump. And there they were missing it the whole way through. Which means something really important, I think, when we tune in to quote-unquote experts, whether they're on Fox or CNN or MSNBC, that these experts in Conservatism, Inc. didn't just miss the election, Bill. They missed America.
Yes.
It's America they got wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is what Main Street and those of us who are fighting for those core values, again, are trying to get across and encourage, be a voice of encouragement and support for the Trump administration and those that that we're simpatico with, that have the same vision, that see what is missing. We see our core values eroding. We talked with Bruce Thatcher several months back of the release of his new book, and he cited 4 empires and the consistent thing that happened with those 4 empires, their downfalls began and ended with the abandonment of core value principles. And here we are, America, I see us at the same brink.
Yeah, it's always dangerous for an author to cite another person's book. But yes, I take my cues from a French philosopher, Jean-Francois Ravel, in a great book, How Democracies Perish. And he said, They perish when they stop believing in their core causes and have and cease the courage of their convictions. Mm-hmm. That happened very much so for the past really a generation in America, maybe even further. And here comes someone who, what were his four core issues? Fighting radical Islam, defeating ISIS, national sovereignty, putting the economy back on track. The kinds of things that we thought conservatives and really all Americans should be getting behind. And yet, yeah, you're right. Even to this day, much of Conservatism Inc. almost seems to be rooting for failure on these issues.
Yeah, I mean, because of the personality, because of the messenger,
right.
You know, ignore the message. We just don't like the messenger, you know, which we're shooting ourselves in the foot here. And clearly this is coming out in the healthcare debate more than anything else. Don't you think so?
I do think so. And I think that if we don't get this right, what we all rolled up our sleeves to do and accomplish in a huge, monumental, some would even say miraculous way in November 2016, we will squander in November 2018. I mean, the victory will be at best fading. And, you know, with Conservatism Inc. right now, as I say, rooting for failure of the Trump administration, we're well on our way to taking our victory and turning it into a colossal defeat.
Exactly.
Where everything we did in 2016 leads to a Schumer, Pelosi, Congress, and Senate. I just can't fathom that outcome.
Well, let's fast forward 2018. We're you know, because of the mainstream media and all these other issues, the inner fighting within the Republican and even conservatives here, that because we're we have all this infighting going on, it opens the door for even the takeover, and maybe not of both houses, but let's just say the House of Representatives. What does our democracy look like then?
Oh, it stalls. And it looks very much like probably the first George H.W. Bush administration, where you compromise against yourself, you increase taxes, you try and appease the dominant house, which is always the House of Representatives, and you stall on everything that we call the Trump agenda or the American greatness agenda, or really what we used to call the Republican and conservative agenda. It's over. It's dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you say the dominant House. Here it is. Republicans have led the House, but they haven't demonstrated much dominance, have they?
No, and it's because it is not a Trump caucus. I mean, Ronald Reagan had to fight with this, too. I mean, the reason he couldn't get rid of the Department of Education was as much because of moderate Republicans as it was because of Democrats. I worked for the, you know, his Secretary of Education, Bill
right.
Bennett. They tried.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Their problems were Lowell Weicker and Arlen Specter as much as they were the Democrats. This is not a Trump caucus. I think it is our duty as conservatives to get him there. There are some promising signs, but right now you do not have a swath of American greatness Republicans.
I've been saying for quite a while we need to send in reinforcements, and certainly the 2018 election is that opportunity for conservatives and those that hold to these core values, Seth, that we not grow weary, that we maintain the fight. We've just begun. It's not just something that you know, came and went with the 2016 elections. If we're going to really affect the difference that we want to on behalf of our kids and our grandkids, then we need to stay engaged, don't we?
Bill, not only do we, but we need to listen to what the American people said to the American people. 206 is the important number. There were 206 counties in 2016 that voted for Donald Trump that had twice voted for Barack Obama. They voted for Barack Obama in 08, and they voted for Barack Obama in 2012. Mm-hmm. Trump flipped those. Those were not just Republicans, obviously. This was a man who could magnetize and attract from independents, from disaffected Republicans, and what we used to call lunch pail or Reagan Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the guy who shows us how to win and not the guys who kept showing us how to lose.
Amen to that. I got to tell you, so much, no question, that, you know, it is amazing to me that we're going to allow, I say we're, the Republican Party, the GOP, the grand old party, is going to allow allow victory to be stolen, or defeat to be stolen from the jaws of victory. Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we are pretty good at that, and we found one guy who showed us how not to do that. One Mitt Romney, one John McCain, We found the guy who knew how to do that because he knew how to talk common sense to a common people who were looking and thirsting for a common sense approach to not only policy but politics once again. And someone who knew how to throw a punch, by the way.
Exactly.
I don't want to understate that.
We've got more from Seth Leibson. Stay with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A great president once said, the nine most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love you, daddy, all night long, all night long. Hey, hey.
Hey, it's what I said, okay? And we keep on saying it. We're talking with one of the co-authors of the book, American Greatness, How Conservatism, Inc. Missed the 2016 election and what the D.C. establishment needs to learn. Meanwhile, they're on this very slow track to learn and understand, Seth Leibson. It is we, the people, that are paying the price for this incompetence and ineptitude.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I think when you are geographically situated in, you know, Chevy Chase, Washington, D.C., Manhattan, it's very hard to understand what's going on in Topeka. It's very hard to understand what's going on in Macomb County. It's very hard to understand what's going on in many of these states and counties that Donald Trump was the first Republican to win since something like 1984 in many cases. I mean, we had written off Michigan. We had written off Wisconsin as a Republican Party. He didn't. Who's the we who wrote him off? The we who wrote him off, by the way, Bill, was the consultant class that is situated in Manhattan and Washington, D.C. The guy who didn't write him off was the guy who went into every community and fought for every vote in these swing states, and son of a gun, he got him.
And won the election.
And he wins the election. So the Clinton campaign goes into, you know, a depressed area of Michigan, a wiped out, economically degenerated place in Michigan. And their idea is to send in Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen to talk about global warming. And Donald Trump says, the heck with that. I'm going in myself and I'm going to talk about manufacturing.
Exactly.
That's how he won those things. And that's something Republicans forgot how to do.
Well, to make American great again, like any good businessman, as you know, Seth, any good, especially in a CEO position, looks at the trajectory of a business, and they will see where they made the wrong turn and then go back to what happened. Where did they make that wrong turn? They'll correct the trajectory, and they're back to gaining ground again. And to me, this was a simple, educated business decision that he made, and he applied it to this country. And I believe it's those things, that those common sense kind of things that worked and that that gained traction with the forgotten man and woman of America said, oh my goodness, this is a government that could make sense again.
Yeah, and when you think of, that's right, Bill, and when you think about, you know, the stage of primary candidates he sliced through, you know, 17
amazing,
of our best and brightest Republicans, ranging in ideology from, you know, Rand Paul and Rick Santorum to George Pataki and Ted Cruz. I mean, that's a pretty wide range. Mm-hmm. And they were, as I say, thought of as our best and brightest. The American people said, we want this guy. This guy gets us. This guy is actually speaking in a new but old way, if you will, a new and old way that we can resonate with. And it's a way that it's a sound we haven't heard since about 1979, 1980. And the times, by the way, you remember how many years over the last 8 years we said this is like the Carter administration?
Yes.
And we need someone like a Ronald Reagan to reverse a Jimmy Carter. Yeah. I mean, how did we forget that? Not we, not you, not me, not your listeners.
Right.
How did the D.C. establishment miss that totally?
Well, like you said, they're lost in their own weeds and, you know, business as usual. This is why all this is a conundrum. But if they don't wake up soon, my hope and prayer here, Seth, is the American public does not lose heart whatsoever, that they understand
I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. We have a chapter in the book, Conservative Stockholm Syndrome. It's almost as if they are used to winning and used to losing and more comfortable as an opposition rather than a leading governing party. It's almost as if we're at that place where they actually think the Democrats may have the better argument. We just need to be Democrat light, you know?
Yeah, and this is incredible. I mean, case in point, again, we bring up the healthcare situation. It's like one pundit the example there, says it's like a dog that keeps chasing the car and one day catches it. and yeah, doesn't know what to do with it. You know, and it's like, wait a minute, are you kidding me? And even Donald Trump called him and said, look, for 7 years, which is what we've been saying on this show, for 7 years you've been talking about repeal and replace, and now you got it, and you guys can't figure it out, and then you want to argue in public about all the things that it doesn't do. How about starting with the things that it does do? And for the first time, since all this began, it took President Trump yesterday to start noting some of the positive things and calling out Democrats, saying, hey, look, they're so quick to, discredit this bill here, but they don't even know what's in it. And they're making these false statements about it. But let me tell you, here's what's in it. Here's what we agree on at this point. And I'm going, hallelujah, it's about time that we're starting to hear something positive about what the health care bill is all about, what it's doing right now, and then let's work on, you know, the other nuances that we need to do to bring, 50-51 senators to yes.
Absolutely. This is a huge acid test for the Republican Party right now, and the acid test is precisely this. Does the Republican Party prefer freedom to big government? Mm-hmm. That's the question.
Yes.
That's the question. Obamacare was brilliant in what it did and what it accomplished, because once you put it in place, as Ted Cruz said some years ago, it's going to be awfully hard to reverse it. You know, for all the good Margaret Thatcher did in reforming Great Britain, the one thing she couldn't touch was national health care.
Right.
Because once that's in the vein, that's a hard needle to take out.
Exactly.
And it just seems like too many Republicans don't want to do that. They have gotten used to these subsidies. They have gotten used to the Democratic talking points about Medicaid and Medicare and Medicare and what the Democrats do. This is part of that Stockholm syndrome. But if they're serious, sorry about my guy here, Henry.
That's okay.
He's agreeing with me vociferously.
We love puppies. we're dog lovers here. Are you kidding me?
Oh, good, good, good. It's America.
Yeah.
But that is the question. Are Republicans going to be serious about canceling this thing, which they were happy to do when they weren't in power? But now when they have the ball, can they face up and defend freedom? That's the question.
You bring up a key point to all this, Seth, and this is the thing. You always have to look at where the rubber meets the road. What is this all about? What did Ronald Reagan sell consistently, whether it was to Russia, whether it was to any entity? It was the light of freedom. Are we going? Is that our beachhead? Is that where conservatives, is that where tried and true Republicans, not these faux Republicans out there, because what we're looking for are people that are willing to fall on their sword. Are you willing to fall on your sword for freedom?
This is the whole heart of why you do what you do. This is the whole heart of what your audience tunes in for you for. It's the founding of America, this experiment about whether a group of people, for the first time in the history of the world, could found themselves not on the divine right of kings, and not on any kind of bloodline or blue line, but on this very notion that we who hold these truths to be self-evident are the same people who are we, the people in the Constitution, and whether this small group of people could adhere to a unified series of beliefs and govern themselves,
yes,
rather than be governed by an elite they don't know. This is the whole point that Donald Trump has taken us back to in the election, and that too many Republicans are willing to wash their hands of and say, you know what, we're used to rule by elites. It's the exact opposite of the founding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say thank God for audiences like yours, because they get it.
Well, and for the work that you and Chris have done with this book, because this will go a long way in encouraging people to say, yes, in fact, we're on the right track. This is a process. I mean, it's like this, you know, waking up one day and realizing, oh, my gosh, I'm carrying 50 extra pounds here. You're not going to lose it overnight. You got to go through the process. You have to first get yourself out of denial and see that it is, in fact, 50 pounds of too much weight that you're carrying with you, and then start taking those steps to shed those pounds. And this is what we're doing. It's the same type of process. We got to get through it. We cannot grow weary at all. Hang in there. And as you say, Seth, the threat is this Stockholm syndrome that we could fall into. But we don't need to, because for the sake of freedom, for all that our founding fathers went through, and those that that paid their treasure and their lives, their very blood for us to enjoy to this very day, and what we could pass on to the next generation, to our children and our grandchildren, it is a fight worth fighting for. I say
it's a sacred honor, sir.
Yes, it is. Seth Leibson, former vice president of two of the nation's premier think tanks, co-author with Chris Buskirk on their new book. I highly recommend it. It's linked on our website at Bill Martinez Live.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez Live, without a doubt.
Here just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com and drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Michael Gillen is with us. I know I'm saying Gillen, it's Guillen, but you know, we got to talk about this, because you know, here he and I are going to go a little East LA on you for just a moment, because we each have stories. But Michael earned his Bachelor of Science from UCLA, go Bruins, and his Master's and PhD from Cornell University in physics, mathematics, and astronomy. And, you know, this is somebody who knows a little bit more than 2 plus 2 equals 4, okay? I just want to say, you know, forget about the Common Core stuff. We can go deep here. But, Michael, you started telling me a little bit off the air about, you know, because I said, Guillen, you go, well, you know, because East L.A., he's got to be one of the brothers here. And you go, oh, everybody knows me as Gillen. It's kind of like when we were kids growing up, remember Davey Lopes, you know? We go, no, that's Lopez. God. No, he's Lopes, right?
Yeah. Oh, I remember that one, man. No, years ago when I started Good Morning America, I had to make a choice. Are they going to call me Dr. Michael Gillen, or are they going to call me Dr. Michael Guillen, which is the Spanish pronunciation of my name?
Right.
So I had a choice, and I went with Gillen, right? Mm-hmm. And just shortly after that, I was at Logan Airport in Boston, and some guy came up to us, a Mexican guy, came up to me, and he said, Are you Michael Gillen or McGeehan? I said, yes, sir, I am. He said, are you Hispanic? I said, yes, sir, I am. And he turns to his wife. He says, I told you. He's Hispanic. He says, hey, how come Joan calls you Gillen and not Guillen? I said, well, I just shrugged my shoulders. I said, yeah. It was a decision I made for good, bad, or indifferent. It's too late to change now. But I, you know, I answer to either one as long as it's said politely, you know?
Well, of course, with all due respect and deservedly so. Well, my story was when I started broadcasting, I was in L.A. You may remember Wolfman Jack in Los Angeles time. Okay, so I am there at K-Day Radio in Los Angeles. And because I was the first Hispanic, believe it or not, in L.A. radio on a contemporary radio station using my real name, Martinez. You know, they never heard Martinez. Of course, now a little bit different. But back then, and this was in 1972 after I got out of the Marine Corps. So in some sense, not that long ago when you think about it. So anyway, I get there, and because of Wolfman Jack, I got to give him the credit here because the station initially said, well, we don't want you to be Bill Martinez. And I go, well, down in Santa Ana, 30 miles down the road, I was Bill Martinez. Why?
Yeah.
What's the difference here? You know, you hit the L.A. County line, all of a sudden you got to be Bill Martin or something like this. I go, no, this is not good. And even Wolfman Jack went to the management and says, you guys are knuckleheads, man. With the growing preponderance of Hispanics in this market, you got to do this. So anyway, they reluctantly went along with it. But my story was I was invited because of this, I guess, in a sense, breakthrough position that I was in to go to East L.A. College and talk to the kids there about broadcasting and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting because I went there, you know, and you're a little nervous about it and the whole thing. And so I go to the campus and ask these girls, I go, hey, do you know where Dr. Johnson is? And they go, yeah, he's over here. Who are you? And I said, well, I'm Bill Martinez. And they go, Bill Martinez, you know, and there were signs all over the campus that I was speaking. And they go, Bill Martinez. And I go, yeah, that's me. And she goes, man, you're white.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you know, you mentioned East L.A. College. My younger sister, Debbie, went there.
Great school, great people. I mean, it was fun. But it was, you know, and the thing was like one of those things, you know, like how do you respond to that when somebody, because in my family, my mother, who turned 93 today, okay, Michael, you'd love her. She's, you know, this girl is a quarter past ornery, so I know she's really healthy as long as she stays that way, you know. And she's doing great, 93. Her mother lived to be almost 102. But my mother is very dark complexion. She comes from Mexico. My dad is from Spain, so light complexion. So of the nine kids, it's like light dark all the way through.
Oh my gosh,
it's kind of an interesting mix.
Well, first of all, feliz cumpleaños to your mother. God bless her. Dios lo bendiga. But also, it's so funny because I'm Mexican, Spanish, Cuban, and Austrian.
Wow.
And I'm also very light-skinned. Soy muy güero. It's funny because, you know, a lot of the people don't believe that I'm Hispanic when they see me. In all the years I've been on TV, I don't think most people would guess that I'm Hispanic. But, of course, I'm proud of my roots. I'm proud of where I came from. And I know you must be as well. But it's just a joy to be talking to you, Bill. And congratulations on your success. You know, to reach where you have been, whether you're black, white, brown, or whatever, it's not easy. Wolfman Jack, I used to go to sleep listening to Wolfman Jack. He was an iconic presence in Los Angeles when I was growing up as a kid. Fantastic.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I want to talk about your new book, The Null Prophecy. People are going to scratch their heads and go, wait, what's going on? This Emmy Award-winning science correspondent, Harvard physicist, best-selling nonfiction author decides, okay, we're going to have some fun and let's write a novel, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. What's life without any fun? Come on now.
Exactly. I'm with you. So what motivated you to write this book?
Well, you know, it's called The Null Prophecy, and it is my first novel, Bill, so it's like my first baby, okay? I'm really excited about it. And what motivated me was I think I wanted to say certain things that I felt would be best presented in an entertaining format, because not everybody will pick up a nonfiction book. You know, not everybody's a reader. And I thought, you know what? I want to do something that will entertain people, but also to get them to think. So the Null Prophecy is a thriller, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a thriller, action-packed, because I bore easily, so I didn't want to write a book that would put me to sleep.
Nothing worse. I'm in the middle of writing the book, and your wife's waking you up every 6 minutes to come in and,
hey,
you only got three sentences down here. Can we do a little bit better this time?
No, so seriously. seriously, I mean, I'm not trying to sell books, but it is a page turner because I am just that kind of guy. I like action. So right from page one, the danger is that scientists have found a small hole in the Earth's magnetic field above the North Pole. And then the danger just snowballs from there. And what's interesting is my two protagonists. So I just want to take a second to tell you. Yeah. The first one is a sister, Ali Armendariz, and she is a Harvard physicist turned TV correspondent. Okay, so a little autobiography there.
Yeah,
and I made her a baby Christian because I wanted to see her struggle with her faith, but she's also struggling with familia, with family, and with her personal life. Something pretty terrible happened to her recently, and so she's harboring a secret that's not, you know, it's kind of upsetting her peace. And then my second protagonist, I love this guy too, is Calder Sinclair, and I would describe Calder as a kind of a lonely, reclusive inventor, and he's created a vehicle that he thinks is going to change the way we traveled long distances forever. But he's not a happy camper. He's angry at God. He's a secularist. You know, and it's because he's had a hard childhood. His wife died of a freak accident. His only kid has now gone off to Australia to intern and so forth. So he's pinning his hopes on this. But what's interesting, Bill, is that as, you know, the danger snowballs, you see it through the eyes of both these two characters. And Ali, as a woman of faith, sees things very differently. Right. For her, when things unexpectedly happen, she sees them as happening by design, that there's a purpose behind it, right?
Exactly.
He, being a secularist, really kind of a brass tacks guy, that's not how he sees it. He sees the whole thing just, this is just bad luck, bad luck.
It's all happenstantial, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
So the question is, when you and I have our routines, right? Everybody has a routine. And but every now and again, things happen to us that we don't expect. And the question is, when those things happen to us, they slap us upside the head, good, bad, or ugly, do they happen by luck or by design? Mm-hmm. And that is one of the questions the novel answers. So while it entertains you and it keeps you on the edge of your seat and all that, it's asking some pretty deep questions. So I'm proud of it. It's my first novel. And so far, the reaction's been good, so I'm encouraged.
Well, for your first novel, I mean, and boy, here you are attacking science and faith, attacking it. I mean, you're putting it to the forefront here, and that would be the question of the day. You have people that look, they want scientific proof, and then you have the other people who believe in faith, and they believe in that, you know, that spiritual component and the aspect of God operating in our lives, and here it is. You bring it forth in the Null Prophecy.
Yeah, and in an entertaining way, so it's not like a preachy way, and believe me, I put words into Calder's mouth. He defends his secularism to the tooth, you know, and Ali, God bless her, she defends her faith too. But the lie out there, Bill, the myth, it's just heartbreaking to me, is that we are somehow the children of divorced parents, you know, and that we have to choose between mom and dad somehow. That we
Michael, I got to pause you right there only because we got to take a break. Give me a second, we'll be back, and then we'll pick it up from there, okay? Because you're making an important point here. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Michael Guillen is with us, and we've got more from Michael Guillen.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by Kia. Recent sales data prove that SUVs are more popular today than ever before. If you are in the market for an SUV or crossover, there are several factors to consider before you buy. One such consideration is form versus function. Do you go off-road, or do you simply prefer the space and style offered by an SUV? All-wheel drive is optional on many SUVs and crossovers, so if you live in an area that isn't subject to rugged driving conditions or extreme weather, you can avoid the unnecessary cost of a feature you won't use. The SUV or crossover for you depends on your driving needs. James Bell with Kia has more.
Kia's line of SUVs have something for everyone. The rugged Sorento and capable Sportage can take you on any adventure, off-road or on, while the efficient Nero Hybrid crossover provides the perfect balance of form and function, along with the ability to haul your gear in the most fuel-efficient way available.
For more information, including special promotions in your area, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to www.kia.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love you, daddy, all night long, all right now. Hey, hey, all right. See the girl with the diamond ring. She knows how to shake that thing, all right now, now. Send you back to Arkansas. Oh, yes, ma'am. You don't do right. Don't do right. Oh, play it, boy.
Michael Gillen, if you must, has written the book The Null Prophecy. For 14 years, he was the Emmy Award-winning science correspondent for ABC News, appearing regularly on Good Morning America, 2020 Nightline, and The World News Tonight. You may have recognized him. And, of course, during that period of time, we talked about this earlier in case you missed it, he's Michael Gillen, but he answers to both. And, of course, because we're both Hispanic, I got to say Guillen, because otherwise my 93-year-old mother is going to hit me across the head. She's going to throw a chancla at me. You remember having a chancla thrown at your eyes? That bring back some memories?
A chancla. Oh, yeah. A sandal for those who don't know Spanish.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to hit you with my chancla.
And you know at that point they're serious, because you see I would think this. Look, if the grandmothers and the mothers, Hispanic mothers and grandmothers, because I've always maintained, Michael, that they are 10 degree black belts. They, you know, and without even going, I mean, especially when it comes to guilt, and they've got that, and they lay that eye on you.
When they lay
that eye, that ojo on you, you better respond. If not, then the chancla comes, and God forbid that she's rolling tortillas. If she's rolling tortillas, there goes the pin, right? You know, the rolling pin comes at you. It'll get your attention.
Oh, my gosh. It's so true. And you know what? I know we were making a point before we went to the break.
Yes.
Before we get back to that science and faith thing, which is obviously very important, I got to pick up on what you're saying, because, you know, one of my protagonists, Ali Armendariz, a Harvard physicist turned TV correspondent. So she's a big shot now, right? But she was born in East L.A., and so she's got to have to deal with her family and her roots, and she's trying to balance between, you know, being this kind of hotshot, jet-setting TV correspondent on the one hand, and being, you know, being from the hood. And her father, I don't want to give too much away, but her father is kind of a retired pastor. Mm-hmm. And there's a scene in the book early on, I think it's in chapter 3 or something like that, where he does give her that kind of eye, el ojo, that you were talking about. You know, because he's kind of disapproving about something. I won't say what, but it's interesting you say that. And that's one of the things about this novel that I loved, okay, Bill? I loved writing this because you write about what you know, right?
Exactly.
I know,
right.
What do I know? I know science, I know faith, I know television news, I know the Hispanic culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all in there, and so the reader's going to get a glimpse into what it's like to be a network television correspondent. How do we chase after stories? What are our relationships with sources, which is such a big issue today in television news, and all of that sort of thing. But I also give you a peek behind Hispanic culture. In particular, she's Mexican, so she's Mexican culture, and you know, I talk about stuff, and she speaks Spanglish in the novel, so because she wants to maintain part of her, always wants to maintain her a connection with her roots, and this
her
is one of the ways
that
she does it. So I just found that charming. But anyway, getting back to what we were talking about, science and faith, I was just making the point, Bill, that we live at a time when people are lied to, that somehow we are the children of divorced parents, and we have to choose between mom and dad, which by which I mean we have to choose between reason and faith, between science and religion. Well, we don't. And I'm living proof that we don't. Here, I'm a kid born in East L.A., born and reared in East L.A., very little money, but I never felt poor because my mom, you know, we would eat simply, you know, tortillas and beans most of the time, or tacos, or she would make whatever she would make. And we always were well fed. And you know, we didn't have fancy clothes, but mama always made sure they were clean and well pressed.
Exactly.
Right? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're right up my alley. We're right there together.
Bill, as God is my witness, I would not give up my childhood in East L.A. for a fancy-schmancy upbringing in Beverly Hills.
Amen.
I have so many precious memories of people in my life who had next to nothing, but were the most generous people on earth. You could go to their house to visit at the drop of a hat, and they would bring out everything they had, and they would make you feel like a king and a queen, even though they were maybe just serving you a burrito with chorizo.
Exactly.
Okay? I mean, that is my who I am fundamentally, whether I'm a Harvard guy, a ABC News big shot guy. No, I'm still that kid from East L.A., and I always remind myself every day of the week where I came from. I love my roots. I love my family. I love my culture. It's fantastic. So,
well, I'm with you. I just a quick sidebar, though. You talk about Beverly Hills and some of these, you know, hoi polloi areas. I'm telling you, tortilla diplomacy would go a long way.
Oh, yes, sir.
I mean, how do you fight? I mean, if we went to Chicago, you and I, we brought Grandma over, and we bring Abuela over, and we start making homemade tortillas, man, we'd take care of that murder rate in Chicago in one weekend.
In one weekend.
I mean, because you can't go around shooting up people when you're eating tortillas, man. That's it.
No,
I'm telling you.
True, you kill them with kindness,
and
you're right about the abuelas and the abuelos. There is a wisdom there. There is a, I don't know even how to put it. It's so hard to put into words, but you know what I'm talking about. You have a 93-year-old mother. God bless her, and I hope she lives to be 120, really, because she, to me, and I've never met your mom, but I can tell you I know what I know, and she's like a treasure. And
yes,
you treasure her. You treasure somebody like that in your life. But, you know, they managed to get that balance between toughness and love. You know, on the one hand, they're feeding you fidel, or, you know, they're feeding you know, or whatever, you know, machaca. And then the next minute, boy, they're hitting you over the head with a chancla. And
that's
it's that wonderful, it's that wonderful balance that is. But anyway, I wanted to celebrate all of that in the novel. So there's that and much, much more. But the bottom line, it's a page turner. It's a great summer read. It'll scare the dickens out of you. And it's based on real science and real current events. I've even got a G20 summit in there. And threats of rioting. I threw everything in there, brother.
Boy, it's like you're writing the headlines here.
Oh, I am. No, isn't that funny? Because I started writing the book like 2 years ago. And everybody's telling me, well, how did you know there would be Hamburg? I said, I didn't know. I wish I could take credit.
You're right.
I'm not that smart. I taught physics at Harvard, but I'm not that smart. And but it worked perfectly because there is a kind of a mysterious provocateur in the novel. And there are rumors that he's orchestrating a massive riot at the G20 in San Diego. A lot of the action happens in L.A. and San Diego, but there's action all over the world. And I've even got a Spanish nun in there. I've got a lot of supporting characters, and there are a lot of, like, subplots. But the action is with Allie and Calder. They kind of have an affection for each other, even though they have big differences. So by the end of the novel, as it's all coming to a head, they can't decide whether they love each other, hate each other, but they got to get their act together in order to help save the day. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. But it does raise some interesting questions.
Well, and as it should, and it's good fun. And let me ask you. Speaking of interesting questions here, as an award-winning Harvard physicist, what do you make of Bill Nye, the science guy's resurgence? What's going on here?
Well, you know, I was always brought up to be polite, okay? So I'm going to try to be polite. But here are my honest thoughts. God bless Bill Nye for trying to turn kids on to science, okay? I think that he's done some nice things in that regard, make science fun for kids. He's a little bit of a clown, you know, with the bow tie and the whole nine yards. Fantastic. And if he had stuck to that, that's where my comments would end. I would just say, God bless him. Do it another 50 years.
Yeah, I'm going to send you send you a bow tie that spins just for fun.
Exactly. But truthfully, anybody who tries to make science interesting and fun for kids, I'm all for it. So I'm all for that part of him. Where I think Bill has gone wrong, and I don't know if it was intentional or if he's being goaded into doing it to make his star rise or whatever, is that he's now allowed his politics, and he's, you know, he's progressive, but I would call him out, by the way, if he were conservative, okay? So I try not to be political, Bill. I really am old school scientist. I really try to walk the walk and talk the talk. I'm not a political animal. So I don't want people to get it wrong that I'm calling him out because he's a progressive. No, I'd call him out if he were ultra conservative as well. But Bill has allowed his politics to infect his science. So it's kind of poisoned the well. Everything he says now, you have to wonder, is this politics talking or is this the science person talking? And, you know, he also just has an undergraduate degree in mechanical engineering, and yet he kind of promotes himself as the authority to end all authorities in science when he doesn't even have a graduate degree, not even a master's. So that's a little bit of a stretch. But I would forgive him even that if he would just keep the politics out. Everything seems to be political now. Sports, religion, you know, come on, there's got to be a limit. And now science, too. To me, science is like a sacred thing. Leave it alone. Do not allow politics into it. So I'm going to do my best always to keep the politics out of it, and I would encourage Bill Nye to do the same thing.
Amen to you, and congratulations on the book as we have to wrap things up, sadly, Michael. I appreciate you coming on The Null Prophecy. It will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Available at all the usual places, right?
Absolutely, and thank you, Bill. I really enjoyed it. And my best wishes to you and your listeners for a beautiful summer. Thank you,
brother.
You
got it. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer.